But if you could go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, we're a people of the Word, and you would think when you say we're going to be Bible people that that'll be safe all the time. That's not a guarantee. It can get a little messy, and I want to do this for those that are here and those that will watch this later and listen to it later, but I want to just take a moment to talk about keeping the Word of God in context. There's a lot of stretching of the Bible in a lot of different ways. I mean, it's glorious. If we could just do everything in it, it would be wonderful. But sometimes there can be a tendency to take some things out of context. So one of the most misquoted and misused verses in the Bible is Philippians 4:13. It's an awesome one. But it says, I can do all things. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Or I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Many of you may have quoted that, and it's used a lot in the body of Christ, and that's really great. But what does this verse mean? You can't just read a particular sentence, pick it out, and then apply it any way that you want and be faithful to how the Holy Spirit delivered it. This verse does not mean that I can do all things that strengthen me, meaning I can become a superhero. Or I could do all things that strengthen me as I could go jump over a building, because I can do everything, right, through him who strengthens me. And those are ridiculous examples of how it happens sometimes that we use these verses. This verse is in the context of contentment. Whenever you read a Bible verse or pull out one that you love, please read the setting of the verse. Each of these glorious verses are set in the middle of other verses. There's a theme, there's a context. And so when you're reading through your Bible, you need to know exactly what's happening before. So go to the verse before that. In verse 12, it says, I know, Paul said, what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or I'm hungry, whether living in plenty, there's a lot of offerings and money coming in, or I got nothing. I've learned the secret of being content. Then the verse, I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. And then the very next verse is, yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. All of this is in the context of financial provision and different times and seasons in Paul's life that we're manifesting that he uses this verse. So the I can do all things who strengthen me applies to particularly I can steward the wealth, I can steward the poverty. I can steward the up, I can steward the down. I promise you, Christ's power will supply for us so we can be content in every situation. Do you see that? Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't mean that he can get you through emotional trial or he can get you through troubled times. That's true in a lot of ways, but I'm just saying this. Please be careful to keep Bible verses in their context, then apply them in that way. The Holy Spirit wrote them on purpose through people in certain context. And so we don't want to, I've heard some verses just really used in some crazy ways, and it was usually because they didn't let the context of the setting guide the use of it. There are amazing promises and amazing things we can do, but we need to, again, target them in the midst of context. So I want to encourage you to do that. Please read the setting. Love Romans 8:28. God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That's awesome. But read 8:27 and then read out what the purpose is, which is in 8:29. 8:29 is he predestined us to be conformed into the image of Christ. Are you called according to that purpose? Well, I'm saying yes to that. Conform me to the image of Christ. Make me a lover of God. Then this will operate. He'll work all things to my good. It's not just a blanket statement. He's working all things to good, yet he's sovereign. I agree. But he's operating that stuff in the context of the verse and where it is. And so let's be spirit-led prophetic people who are very faithful to our Bibles. Where the Bible says how a verse should be used, that's how we should use it so that we don't misuse something, manipulate it, and we slip off into heretical proclamations or even practices. We want to stay away from both of these, and it's a slippery slope out there when we take the Bible out of context. So, Father, I pray, in Jesus' name, make us good Bible people. Let us read your word and read it faithfully according to how you've laid it out. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.